Section 2. Background Knowledge. We cannot claim to understand the Christian religion and its documents if we ignore such background knowledge as this. We cannot estimate what was likely or typical unless we know everything relevant we can know about the context of the time, including comparative evidence from religions and movements of that time and place, and religions and movements throughout history. Knowing the background of the Romulus myths and rituals drastically changes what we will consider possible or likely in the case of Jesus, and yet that's just one single item. Think how much difference will be made by knowing 100 such items. We also cannot arrive at accurate judgments if we ignore all the data we actually have from Christianity's earliest documents. Yet many scholars ignore a surprising amount of that data when formulating theories and estimates of likelihood. We can't do that. We need to attend to as complete and secure a body of background knowledge as possible so we can correctly condition all our probability estimates on it, as Bayes' theorem requires. We also have to take into account how much we don't know about antiquity, because assuming we know everything is itself a fallacy that undermines many theories and estimates. Background knowledge should consist of facts beyond reasonable dispute. Some of these facts are theoretical, but are so well established from the facts available that we can treat them as tantamount to established facts. Most of this body of material is not specific to Christianity, for example, the laws of physics. And most that is specific to Christianity is, or ought to be, already well known by experts in Jesus studies, which is why experts are more qualified to judge theories in ancient history. A thorough knowledge of the evidence and contextual background is necessary to make credible estimates of likelihood. I've already said enough about this in Chapter 2 of Proving History. But the point is, no one can be an expert in everything, and evaluating claims about Jesus requires understanding the modern science of hallucination and psychosomatic illness, as well as the established findings of modern sociology, psychology, and cultural anthropology. But even some of the historical material is surprisingly not known to many experts. I have selected the most important of those elements to present here, which will play a significant part in evaluating the remaining evidence in following chapters. In fact, everything here to follow is what any theory of the origins of Christianity must fit and take into account. For what follows is true, regardless of whether Jesus existed as a historical person or not. Hence, even a historical Jesus can only be understood in this context. As I explained in Proving History, in science, usually background knowledge, or B, includes all previous data, while evidence, or E, is limited to new data from a single experiment or study. History only occasionally gets new data. What historians are keen to know is not just whether new data changes what we should believe, but more often, what a particular body of evidence warrants believing. And historians examine both questions in terms of causal explanation. Determining what happened, the events of history, is a function of determining what caused the evidence we now have. And determining why that happened requires determining what caused the events thus discerned. I provided all the logical demonstrations and explanations of these points in Proving History. Thus, what goes in E is ordinarily what historians believe stands in need of a causal explanation. The question they ask is, how did that evidence come about? Everything else goes in B. Data can be moved between these two sets however you desire, as long as you are consistent. For example, what you put in E stays in E throughout a single equation. That this demarcation is arbitrary makes no difference to the method, since the mathematics must work out the same. If it doesn't, you've made a mistake somewhere. Thus, some of what follows could be moved from B to E if you so desired, but doing so can make no difference to the final outcome.